This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a column Dave Hyde wrote today in the Sun Sentinel. I know he was on with Joe Rose this morning, but Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel why the Dolphins should trade Tyreek Hill. And he writes, looming and complicated. I won't read you the whole thing, but looming and complicated, the Miami Dolphins face a decision on Tyreek Hill. Trade him this winter or say goodbye to him next winter. The third option, the one where they can redo his contract again at age 32, where they spread out the $51 million salary cap number he has in 2026 over a few more years, is hard to see on the table of a good organization, isn't it? That's part of why when Hill said he wanted out of town in these emotional moments after he quit on the team in the final game, I wrote, there's a bus leaving town every hour. Put him on one this offseason. And Dave Hyde writes emphatically, it's time. It doesn't matter if he'll walk back those words a few weeks later. The mystery being it took him a few weeks to say that. The Dolphins just signed him to an unnecessary three-year, $90 million makeover. What matters now is general manager Chris Greer should be doing the subtle work of finding a market for Hill at the NFL Combine. There's no need to openly shop him, but give the thought a nudge when Washington broadcasts it wants a speedy veteran receiver to pair with Jalen Daniels. Could they get a second-round pick for him and structure it for after June 1st when the Dolphins save $13 million off this year's salary cap? And he goes on and on to write it, but I do think, again, I've made the correlation before of Tyreek Hill and Jimmy Butler, that there are some there are a lot of similarities as to what's going on there. Dave Hyde comes out and writes it today. Trade him. Because if you don't trade him, he's going next summer. So I'm kind of with what Dave says, which is, again, you're making a choice. I think you said it last week or the week before, Crowder. You have too much money tied up in receivers. Mm-hmm. You can't have two receivers making however much Jalen and Tyreek are making. So if you can get something for Tyreek, he said he wanted out and walked it back, but he said he wanted out. If you can get something for him, save that kind of money, I don't know. Maybe you don't do yourself that much damage.
It's what the Patriots do. Like, what's the saying? I think one of y'all say it all the time. Get rid of him too early, then too late. And I think we're there with Tyreek. Get rid of him. Before the downfall. He's 32. He's a speed guy. You don't get faster as you get older. You don't get quicker as you get older. You get slower. And he still has a market. He's still a 1,000-yard receiver. Go out there. The experiment, and I can't even say it didn't work, because Tua had all-pro years. He had all-pro years. The team wasn't built to win. But I do believe that you go and you find something to get out of the Tyreek contract, because you probably shouldn't have restructured and gave him money already. just other guys like Micah Parsons with Dallas. I don't think you get rid of Micah Parsons. He's 25 and he's one of the best defensive players in the league. What's the boy? Myles Garrett from the Browns. He's like 28, 29. You don't just let him
go.
That
all he is?
Yeah, Myles Garrett's not. I know he's not 30. I think he's in his high 20s.
Oh, I thought he was in his mid 30s.
But like Tyreek, 32, wide receiver, speedster. Get something from him, because if not, you're going to be Jimmy. Do we want to get back Davion Smith and Kyle Anderson and a conditional 14th round guy for Tyreek? I have no problem with Dave Hyde's article.
There's a lot of Dolphins talk, a lot of NFL talk, obviously, because the combine is going on. So everyone is there, and this is when things can happen. There was some interesting Dolphins news. The Dolphins were great. You know, the NFLPA does a report card, and it's based on, the treatment of the players and the facilities and the dining room and all that stuff. And the Miami Dolphins were the only team that graded A or A-plus in all categories on the NFLPA report card. A in treatment of families, mm-hmm. A-plus food dining area, A-plus mm-hmm. nutritionist dietitian, A-plus locker room, A training room, A training staff, A-plus weight room, A-plus strength coaches, A-plus team travel, A-plus head coach, A-plus ownership.
The last one is the most important one, because Stephen Ross is the reason that all of those A-pluses are there.
But well, what I think he does, it shows you that he wants to win. You know,
he does.
You can go, I know what people are going to say. Oh, A-plus, how about you get double-digit wins? You know what I mean? Like, I get
it. How about you win a playoff game?
But I do think there's a bigger story. When you see A pluses and A's in all those categories, you know you have an owner who wants to win, who's not afraid to put money into the team and the facility.
Huh, and he's going to do it. I was just at the stadium a couple of days ago. They're getting ready for the tennis, the Miami Open. It's beautiful over there. He is putting every dime and all the efforts into it. If Nick Sirianni and Roseman, that's the GM of the Eagles, if they were here, would the Dolphins have won a Super Bowl already with Stephen Ross as the owner? That's
don't ask Solana, because he's going to say multiple.
You talking about the big three. If it's Roseman, Sirianni, who just won the Super Bowl with an owner like Stephen Ross, I think they've won a playoff game before now. I think, what was it, 99 the last
time? Stephen Ross, Greer, and McDaniel over Stephen Ross, Sirianni, and Roseman.
Sure.
That's your decision?
Nah, those grades are really good, man. Seriously. Those are awesome. What's your record against playoff teams?
I'd like to do it for our radio station. I would like to do grades for our radio station. Hmm. Treatment of families. We'll start there.
I don't think we're allowed to bring our family. Are we allowed to bring our family to the station?
I don't even know.
Hey, Chaz, sit in the downstairs. Go sit in the food hall.